Mr. President, Madam Director General, distinguished delegates, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. Transforming our world, that's a huge promise. It's a commitment which the people of the world count on. It's our sacred responsibility to fulfill the promise and achieve the ambitious goals set out in the agenda. So let us start now. It's my pleasure to share with you that Germany will, as one of the first countries, present its contribution to implementing the 2030 agenda during the high-level political forum in New York in July 2016. Our presentation will include specific efforts towards implementing the health-related SDGs. The SDGs, and especially the target to achieve universal health coverage, offers new opportunities. Universal health coverage cuts across all targets of the SDGs on health and provides an overall framework for the implementation of a broad and ambitious health agenda in all countries. A precondition for universal health coverage and for achieving the other health-related goals are functioning and effective health systems. Health systems need to be able to reduce the vulnerability of societies to global health risk and entail the capacity to adapt and respond to specific circumstances. We therefore advocate for coordinated efforts at the global level aimed at strengthening health system and establishing comprehensive and crisis-proof systems that protect individuals from the financial risk associated with ill health. In this context, Germany, together with the WHO, launched the global initiative Healthy Systems, Healthy Lives, aimed at bringing together global health actors in a coordinated, effective and measurable effort to strengthen health systems. In addition, together with our G7 partners, we decided last year to give a special attention to the implementation of the international health regulations. All G7 countries together committed to support 76 countries to strengthen IHR implementation. Our commitment is embedded in existing efforts for health system strengthening. Ladies and gentlemen, implementing the 2030 agenda and achieving the health-related goals will require guidance and support from the WHO. In global health governance, Germany wants to see WHO in the global driver's seat. But let us be very honest. Vis-à-vis other prominent global health actors, WHO has lost ground in recent years with regards of its budget, its efficiency, and most problematic, its relevance. WHO is often perceived as slow-moving, sometimes too bureaucratic, very complex with unclear internal responsibility, unable to engage with relevant non-state actors, and often highly politicized when it comes to its governing bodies. However, all major global health challenges such as Ebola, Zika, antimicrobial resistance of the implementation of universal health coverage bring home to us the same message. An efficient World Health Organization that is operative at all times is more important than ever. Global health crises call for global and efficient coordination. This in turn calls for leadership from an authority that enjoys global legitimacy. The responsibility for achieving a successful WHO reform does not rest solely upon the Secretary, but primarily upon us as member states. We have to be honest with ourselves. What do we value higher? Our individual national or regional interests or a substantive strengthening of WHO for the sake of all 194 member states? Germany strongly advocates for a comprehensive reform of WHO. Our aim is to strengthen WHO's leadership as a standard setter, the key coordinator of global health policy, and an organization that is capable to coordinate and response to global health crisis. As a consequence, Germany fully supports the WHO new health emergency program. We encourage this assembly to endorse a relevant resolution, including the proposed budget increase. We all have an interest, an intrinsic interest, in a strong and efficient WHO. Let us continue our work to that aim. Thank you very much.